Well, you look at the standings, and they're in the American League as a team with a 6-game winning streak. You might have heard of them. You might have heard of them. In fact, we can see them from here. I sound like Sarah Palin. And we're talking about our own Detroit Tigers. Steve Courtney's here, our WJR sports analyst.
Hey, lad. Yeah, how about that, guy? Tigers finishing strong, huh? After somewhat of a disappointing year, but perhaps better days are ahead. This update, by the way, brought to you by the tremendous folks at Bill Brown Ford. Go see my good friend Matt Garko and the hardworking team at Bill Brown Ford, located right around the block from me in beautiful Livonia. As a matter of fact, I was there yesterday. Matt's waiting for you. Bill Brown has been supporting and giving back to the community for well over 100 years. Get your next vehicle from Bill Brown Ford. Visit BillBrownFord.com. Yeah, it was history in the making last night in Toronto as Yankee slugger Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season. That against the Blue Jays, tying Roger Maris's American League record. Now, it took a little bit of time. More on that in just a bit. But by comparison, in case you're wondering, it took Maris until October 1st, the final game of the 1961 season, to hit his 61st, which broke Babe Ruth's single-season mark of 60 home runs. That was set in 1927. Mr. Judge, he did it on September 28th in game number 155 for New York. He took Toronto's Tim Mayza, remember that name as far as trivia goes, took him deep in the seventh inning with a runner aboard. Now, the 7-game homerless drought, guy, was a rare case for the select few who have reached this milestone. Of the previous 7 instances in which a player hit 61 home runs, 4 had reached that mark the next game after hitting 60, and none went more than 3 games to reach the milestone. Now, on hand for the special moment was Roger Maris Jr. and Judge's mother, Patty, sitting front row on top of the Yankees dugout. And now, the only players in MLB history with more home runs in a season are Barry Bonds with 73, Mark McGwire hit 70 and 65, Sammy Sosa hit 66, 64, and 63, all of whom accomplished theirs during what is now, guy, being referred to as the steroid era, 1998 through 2001. Now, Judge's banner year has been done with zero evidence of performance-enhancing drugs used by the Yankee slugger, and manager Aaron Boone believes that puts the All-Star outfielder's numbers beyond those recorded by the others. Not to mention, he entered last night's action leading the American League in batting average, home runs, and RBIs as he looks to become the third Yankees player to win the Triple Crown. You talk about outstanding company. Lou Gehrig in 1934, Mickey Mantle in 1956. And the kid has played some ball. In total, he has played 151 of the Yankees' 155 games. He has played in 49 consecutive games.
Okay, so we've got the Baseball Reference record book. Any record book you want to cite. In the Steve Courtney record book, where do you put him in terms of the season-leading home run hitter? Do you put him ahead? Do you wipe out Sosa and Bonds in your little Hall of Fame and McGwire?
I don't know, guy, if we've got time to get into it, because remember, back when Bonds and McGwire and Sosa were doing their thing, and it was a couple of magical summers.
Yeah. It was fun at the time.
Well, and some of these things were not illegal. I remember it was a big deal when I think it was a reporter that walked in to the Cardinals locker and found creatine. Nobody knew what creatine was in McGwire's locker, but it wasn't illegal at the time. It became very, very quickly. But if you're going to compare apples to apples, I would have to say Aaron Judge being clean, I think that certainly carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, and no asterisk needed. I got to tell you, have you seen the rundown? I think somebody put together, they compared his tape measures for this entire season and asked the question, if he was playing in other major league parks, how many home runs would he have? And I think if he was at Colorado, something like 68.
Well, thin air.
Yeah. Yeah, mile high. So, but the worst park in the league for Aaron Judge, according to this, Aaron Judge would have only 48 home runs if he played at Comerica Park.
Well, and you remember when Bobby Hickison was here. He was the one that referred to our ballpark as Comerica National Park. I mean, it was rather cavernous. It still is by many standards. As a matter of fact, I know there's maybe some discussion to bring the fences in a little bit more. So we'll see how that pans out. Meanwhile, as it relates to Aaron Judge, important to note here, he began his season this way, Guy, rejecting that seven-year, $213.5 million contract extension from the Stanks. That would have made him one of Major League Baseball's richest ever. Now, he thought he was worth more with the resume he's put together this year. You know, somebody's going to step up and pay him more. This update, by the way, brought to you by Pain-Free Life Centers. They've been providing real pain relief to thousands for over a decade. No drugs, no injections, no surgery, and no side effects. Go where Darren McCarty goes to treat his pain. Your consultation and first treatment are free. Visit painfreelifecenters.com to learn more.
So if as we look at the LIV, they're going to have to pay to play. Nobody wants to touch them or put them on or seize them as their business model as being a profitable one.
Well, there was that report from Golf Digest Tuesday night that said that they were working on a deal with Fox Sports One, and LIV would pay for the airtime, which is unprecedented in sport. Then that was refuted by the Saudi-backed Golf League. And Greg Norman said just a couple of weeks ago in an interview in Chicago that he is talking to four different networks about LIV. Now, you and I both read a lot. I have heard absolutely nothing about ESPN, Fox, whatever, clamoring to televise LIV Golf. Haven't seen it.
Yeah, we shall see. And we'll also see tonight if the Amazon numbers from last week and Thursday Night Football were a fluke or if they can keep that up and how many new subscribers they're going to get. And you wisely pointing out that everybody's signing up for the 30-day free deal, and the real deal is going to be whether or not they sign up and actually pay the subscription fee 21 days from now.
Well, it's a darn good tilt, too, with the Dolphins and Bengals in Cincinnati. Dolphins, the fish, they're 3-0 for crying out loud. I'll be tuned in. I've got it.
Who knew that Tua was going to be this world beater?
He's been through it a little bit. There was a lot of unhappy folks at the beginning of his stay there in Miami, but seems to be clicking right now. And we'll see. Joe Burrow, the defending AFC champion Bengals, they're a 1-2 football club right now. They're coming off a win against the Jets, but me, you, and nine other guys are going to beat them. So,
yeah. Steve, thanks so much.
All right, Guy.